You've been listening to Teddy's Button, selected from the Lamplighter Family Collection of Rare Books. Teddy's Button continues to endure as the most popular children's book in the Lamplighter Library. It was written in 1890 by Amy Lefevre. Now, if you enjoy Teddy's Button, you may also enjoy the other books she wrote: Jill's Red Bag, Probable Sons, A Puzzling Pair, and Me and Nobles, all written by Amy Lefevre and all part of the Lamplighter Collection. For a copy of the book, Teddy's Button, visit us online at lamplighter.net or call 1-888-246-7735. As a nonprofit ministry, we depend on the support of our listeners like you who believe in our mission. Your gifts are tax deductible and your prayers essential as we build character one story at a time. This audio play was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by John Fornoff. Sound design by Gap Digital. Music was composed by John Campbell. Jess Harnell played Finian Jones, and Townsend Coleman was Bill Baines. Teddy was played by Hugo Docking. Nancy was Dominique Drew. Mother and Mrs. Henry was Susan Braun. Grandmother, Janet Henry. Reverend Upton, Michael Hockey. Farmer Green was played by Mervyn Stutter. Mrs. Green was Christina Greatrix. Sam, Harry Smith. Bouncer, Peter Morton. Walter was played by Stuart Pendred. And the Doctor and Alfred were played by Philip Sherlock. Recorded at the Soundhouse in London and in Salami Studios, North Hollywood. Production assistants, Jared Brandon and Cassidy Drury. I'm your producer, John Fornoff. Your executive producers, Mark and Deborah Hamby. And our host, John Reese Davis.
We've enjoyed our visit with you. Come back soon. You're always welcome here at Lamplighter Theatre.
Hi, I'm John Fornoff, producer for Lamplighter Theatre. It's really a joy to bring these dramas to you, and a big part of that joy is reading the emails and letters you send to us. We'd like to share just a few. Here's one from Jack. He says, "Mark, we're listening to Lamplighter Theatre and we're hanging on every word as well as moved to tears." This is from Robin, an 8th grade teacher. She says, "I enjoyed it so much, I listened to it 2 times right in a row. I am a junior high Bible teacher at a local Christian school. Each Friday in August, I played the audio for my 3 8th grade Bible classes. The students were so excited that they begged me to play it on Monday. And I told them they had to wait until Friday. A few of them were so disappointed, they said they were going to order the CDs themselves." That's a good thing. Needless to say, my classes are so excited to hear the next book in audio from Lamplighter. And we're getting some voicemails as well. This one from a young boy. He left a message that he was having lots of nightmares, and so he turns on Lamplighter Theater, and it helps him very much. He loves the stories, and he hopes we'll make lots more since they help him so much. This is from a truck driver. Says he loves listening to our stories as he's driving through West Virginia and Virginia, and he says they're a real encouragement to him. This is from a thankful mom. This is a letter. She says, "I just listened to Basket of Flowers and was so awestruck. I homeschool my children, ages 1 to 12, and now realize that these stories are building my character, not to mention my children." Now, besides Lamplighter Theater and Lamplighter Books, we also host a life-changing event, and that's not an exaggeration. It's called the Lamplighter Guild for Creative Disciplines. Now, if you're a creative person or if your son or daughter is creative, this is a wonderful opportunity to learn about writing, about music, acting, directing. There's oil painting, photography, videography, sound design, and more. And these are all masters at their craft, passing on what they know to the students. And I was one of the teachers there, and I can tell you there was such an excitement from the students and such an enthusiasm from the teachers. You could feel God's dreams being launched in these students. It was an amazing experience. Beecher, one of the students, wrote to us. He says, "Everything that we experienced and participated in exceeded our expectations." Here's a note from Gray. She says, "I don't think a day goes by that I don't think about what a wonderful week that was. I am forever changed and incredibly inspired." She goes on to say, "Mr. Hamby, thank you so much for making so many dreams come true, not just for me, but for all of us who attended the Guild." Now, we're talking about the Lamplighter Guild for Creative Disciplines. If you'd like some more information on that, just go to lamplighterguild.com. And thank you for your encouraging notes and emails and phone calls. We love to hear from you. You can reach us at lamplighter.net. Again, lamplighter.net. Or you can call us at 1-888-246-7735. Again, 1-888-246-7735.